Good morning. Yes, it is Friday. You did it, you son of a bitch. You made it to the end of the week. And Simpiwe and I are ready to regale you with all kinds of stupid shit this morning. Well, also some smart stuff. And we've got a bit of sport. And we're going to be talking about the fun stuff. There's a lot to get stuck into today. It's going to be lots of fun. How are you, Simpiwe?
I am awesome. How are you, Gareth?
I'm good. Simpiwe said to me before we started, that's why I was laughing when... You know, sometimes it's, we don't know when the camera comes on. Could be in the middle of a very, very serious conversation. Could be while we're talking absolute shit.
Yeah.
She says to me, are you addicted to Temu? Because I said, ooh, this thing's dangerous. You know what it's amazing for?
Okay.
You can find gifts.
Yes.
For anybody.
Oh, yes.
You just put in whatever someone's interested in and it comes up with shit. And it's cheap.
Yes. And it looks very like expensive if you look properly. Sometimes you have to scroll a bit, you know, do a bit of shopping. Like, but once you find your groove, oh my word.
Well,
your cart is gonna be.
That's it. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, I'm just gonna buy everybody's birthday presents and Christmas presents, even though I'm not, I don't want to spend tons of money right now.
You know, addiction starts like this, Gareth.
Dangerous.
Very soon you'll be like, guys, do you need anything? My cart's empty, you know.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's okay. We're not judging you. It's okay.
So there's a lot to get into today. I'm going to just dispense with this immediately because I caught a little bit of the presidential debate, which has been much vaunted. You know, people in the media have been talking about it like it's just going to be this unbelievably important and decisive and historic moment. And turns out it has been. And in all the ways that the Democrats' worst fears have been realized. I don't know. Don't take my word for it. Go and look at what MSNBC hosts like Nicole Wallace, Joy Reid, Cenk from the Young Turks, CNN's John King, Van Jones. I mean, these people are beside themselves. I've never seen them panic so much. It's like a bunch of school children and there's a dragon outside the school. They do not know what to do. So, I mean, without watching the whole debate and without having any analysis to give you, because I really don't know that it was a clobbering of the scale that the Republicans might say it was, but the fact that Democrats are saying this stuff, and they're not just saying it was bad, they're saying things like they've got to replace Joe Biden before the election.
It's about time. You please listen to them.
But we've been telling them.
Please, it's
guys,
about time.
You know, it was very, very hard to watch one or two of those clips because, as I've said before, whether you think Joe Biden is a terrible person or not is irrelevant. Whether you think that that Donald Trump is a great person or not is irrelevant. It's a kind of elder abuse to see this old man up there. And I know that there's only a little bit of difference in age between Trump and Biden, but the one is a sentient human being who actually knows what's going on around him. The other guy's a pudding. And it's very cruel to put that man in his twilight years. You wouldn't want to do that to your grandfather, to put him through that. And then they're making excuses like, oh, he had a cold. He's not feeling well. They're looking for any excuse they can use to just make it look less devastating. But I'll tell you what, the Dems have basically got four choices now. They got to go with cackling Kamala.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. But if they get rid of her, they're going to be a lot of people who say, oh, so you only use the woman of color when it's convenient for you, right? They're going to say
she's not like the best candidate. That's the issue.
You don't have to convince me. You know? I mean,
I listened to her doing a speech the other day.
I almost committed suicide, and I'm the most optimistic person you've ever met. Anyway, it's her. At least she laughs occasionally. It's her. It's Crooked Hillary.
Oof.
Can you imagine bringing that back? Yeah, exactly. They'll have to pull that corpse out of the cupboard.
Oh, my gosh, no.
Or they've got Gavin Newsom in California.
Okay.
Who's like a secondhand car salesman. He's so slick. And just like one of those people who instantly, I mean, he gives me the chills, right? He's very smooth. He's very adept at doing the performative stuff, but he's a snake. Mm. And then the fourth option they've got is Big Mike, which would be a left field thing, you know, a Michelle Obama. No one would see that coming. So let's see what happens. I just feel like the whole thing is just so sad for America. Imagine that's what you got. That's all you got. So sad. I mean, I like America and I love Americans, but this is bad. So we got a bunch of other stuff that we want to go into instead. And I know our government of national unity, they also just, are they taking their sweet time?
Oh, but it's also cooking there. Hey, oh. It's getting so interesting how the DA is like, we want this, we want that.
Oh, man.
And now Cupcake has come back to be like, just briga, just relax, you know?
Yeah, he's like, suddenly he's being tough. I mean,
Guess he could. He had that in there.
Yeah, I haven't seen. Nobody's seen that since like Cadessa.
Oh, but it's interesting times. Let's see. We have, I think, until Sunday before he actually reveals who our new ministers are. So
who knows? Who knows what's happening here? And you know what I love is all the speculation. I mean, the people who are literally tying themselves in knots on X. And let me just remind you, guys. Twitter keeps records. So if you're saying stupid shit now,
guys,
we're going to be able to look back and go, this person's an idiot. We don't need to listen to them anymore. And frankly, a lot of people are looking to clear their timelines.
Mm.
I know Simpiwe is. You are sick of Hawk Tour.
Oh, my word. Yeah. That is everywhere. It has infiltrated my mind, my body, my soul. I was brushing my teeth this morning and did a Hawk Tour as I was spinning out the toothpaste. I was like, oh, girl.
How do you think that girl feels? Because she was probably just drunk with her friend.
Yeah.
And her friend even went, when she said it. Like, now they're famous all over the world, but not for anything good. I mean, I don't think it's the worst thing. I don't think people hate her.
No, people love her. She's like American sweetheart, but for all the wrong reasons.
Sweetheart. I think there are a lot of guys who are very excited to meet her. But listen, I'm laughing at it because now there are all the memes going around, right?
Yeah, like apparently there's going to be merchandise.
Yes.
I don't know if that's true or not. But like, I'm just, I don't know if I want this to be the legacy I have on the internet, you know?
Yeah, how would your family feel if you were the Hawk Tour girl?
They're like, is that what you do, girl? I don't know, ma'am. I don't know what that
is. It's so good. I do love it. You know, it's great to be in 2024.
It is, right? Yeah. Like, you're just minding your business. Someone just plops a mic in front of you and they ask you a random question and you give a very innocent answer thinking no one's going to see it. And then a few days later, you are the most loved person on the internet for all the wrong reasons.
Well, I mean, look at this. Carl says in the comments, the Hawk Tour girl is a primary school teacher. She's been fired. That's terrible.
No.
I mean, it's terrible. Like, you don't want your kid coming back from school. Yeah, my teacher's famous. Oh, yeah. What's she famous for? Has she taught some famous people? Is she really good at maths? Can she teach you to read? No, she's famous. She's the Hawk Tour girl. You don't have the internet, little Johnny. You know about the Hawk Tour girl.
Spit on that thing.
That's what she said. That's good. That's some good shit. What a way to start your Friday. Hmm. So let's just get this out of the way early. I was innocently scrolling through Instagram yesterday.
Okay.
And there's this woman who just does the most appalling thing. James, I think you know which one I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I don't know what I did to deserve this, but I had to. If it ruined my day yesterday, it's going to ruin your day today.
No,
we can't all be happy.
No!
So here is just something devastating for those people who need a reason to get up and get out of bed. This will hit you right where it hurts. Are you ready? Go.
Wow. Wait, that all came from her mouth.
No, it came from somewhere else. What do you think? There was a mouth?
I don't know. I just saw some.
Hell no. You're just lucky. You're just lucky there was a camera on the other end.
I just saw her face and I was like, oh, girl.
Yeah, that lady's having, she's, listen, I mean, you know, they say it's good as long as you're not around people, but to put that on the internet.
You know, she recorded it and she was just like, yeah,
I'm this my best it. Work. I'm going to share this. So, you know what? Maybe the Hawk Tour girl's not so bad.
I'd take Hawk Tour all day, every day.
Spit on it. Babe.
Come on now.
Oh, man. Okay, all right. We've got so much to get into. So let's just touch on something. You're involved with the Shady Podcast. You guys had two doctors on the other day.
Yes.
We know Sahail very well.
Yes.
Dr. Matthews, not Dr. Matthew, in case people get
the
concerned.
The real.
Yeah. The real. This guy's are both of them are real doctors. Okay. Yes. They're actually practicing doctors. They have a job where they are treating people.
Mm-hmm.
So they got into a whole thing. Maybe we should play the clip of the two guys on the Shady Podcast. Just also in case someone is watching this show that they haven't watched the Shady Podcast yet, this is the kind of quality stuff you're going to get. And I can promise you there wasn't a man in South Africa who wasn't going after that show, right?
Yes.
Not a man. And there isn't a woman in South Africa who heard that.
Show me your hand.
Show me your hand before we even go any further with this relationship. So here, take a look at this. This is Warris and PH on their show, with these two doctors talking about something which is obviously an ongoing conversation. It's never going to end. Mm-hmm. People can pretend they don't care and they're not interested in this. You're above it. Bullshit. Everyone wonders. Everyone wants to know.
You have a small penis. If a lady out there is looking for manly man, or they can use something to assess penis size. There's actually a bit of science. When a boy is growing in his mother's womb, the development of the penis and its length and how long the fingers are androgen dependent. So they're basically dependent on testosterone. So guys, look at all your fingers. Let's put your fingers up because now I'm going to expose you. Your second finger, so your index finger.
Yeah. Index.
And look at your ring finger.
Okay.
Yeah.
If your index finger is longer than your ring finger.
Yeah.
You have low testosterone and you have a small penis.
I'm fine. I want this one.
Shorter.
Longer.
So basically, your ring finger needs to be longer than your index
finger.
Yes,
that's me.
Yeah.
Look, so we're doing well. We're doing well. Is this even, what are we doing?
Listen, yeah. I'm going to explain to Ness, you child.
All right, so that was actually from their show. Our show with Warris and PH, they obviously brought this up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it became a big issue on the internet yesterday. So we posted some stuff on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And Google, did you hear what Google had to say about this?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we posted this stuff and then we got flagged for it. Let me just read this. I don't want to mess this up because, then they'll say I'm, disinformation or something. So Google called their claims, the doctor's claims, unreliable. They said making inaccurate claims or claims that entice the user with an improbable result, even if this result is possible, as the likely outcome a user can expect. And I'm like, what, Google's a better doctor than these guys? And frankly, this is Google who told us that, you know, Dr. Fauci knows everything. And you remember, people use Google mostly to find the most revolting stuff they can on the internet. So now we must trust them. They're going to judge these doctors. So I decided to just give them shit. And then Warris climbed in, which was hilarious. He said that he reckons the people at Google who are the fact checkers have very small penises.
Yeah, they felt a bit some type of way, you know?
Yeah, so he said Google diagnoses every element as terminal. So I'll go with the doctors on this one. I'm willing to bet that whoever fact checks shit at Google or wrote the code for the fact check AI most likely has an index finger that's way longer than his ring finger. So that episode upset him. So Warris getting hot and heavy with the guys at Google. Well done. So yeah, you know, it's never a dull day.
Never a dull day. I mean, people should still go watch the episode. If your name is Marvin, then Sorry for you.
Yeah. Marvin, who's in charge of production here, he had a rough time on that podcast, man.
Yeah.
They were,
justice for Marvin.
It's terrible. They basically were insinuating the most awful things about how Marvin has performance anxiety and erectile dysfunction and all kinds of things that we cannot confirm or deny.
But we have booked an appointment for him. You know, we're just horrific. Looking out for Marv just to make sure that everything is working well him and his wife.
Well, at least this is one place we're not going to hide anything from you. Google may try, but we won't. So listen, they found the world's ugliest dog. You know, every year they have
is there even such a thing?
It's a competition, the world's ugliest dog contest. They have it every year.
Oh, my gosh.
And some of the previous years, they've had some horrific-looking dogs. A lot of the time, it's those Chinese Cresteds, which they really look like that creature from Star Wars that sits on Jabba the Hutt and goes, Salacious Crumb, I think it's called. But this is the ugliest dog in the world winner this year. Name is Wild Thing.
Wow.
We got a picture of Wild Thing. Take a look. There's Wild Thing, the world's ugliest dog. It really is an unfortunate looking animal. But aren't you relieved it's not your mom that was voted world's ugliest dog?
Looks like it's having a bad hair day. Like,
shame, man.
That
dog needs some product, needs some love. I think that the owner actually went to the trouble of not washing the dog, not looking after it at all for the week before the competition, because that is like the most unflattering picture ever. You know when someone will say, it's always girls, they'll say to you, can't you delete that picture?
Yes.
Because they're very unhappy about how they look in the picture.
Yes.
And a dog can't say, hey, I can look pretty. Come from this side or come from that side.
I'm also judging the owners because they're the ones that enter their dogs into these competitions. And so deep down, you think you have the ugliest dog for everybody else that didn't win. You know, 100%. I'm just like, how dare you?
No, it's very mean. You know what, Simpiwi? I think that this is a kind of abuse. That's all I want to say. It's a kind of abuse. Now, another thing that everybody on the show absolutely loves. We have a lot of generation rivalry on this show. You have people beating up on Gen Z and millennials. You have people saying Gen X are out of touch, boomers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, shut up, boomer, or quiet boomer. Or who wants to hear from them? So I found this, which I think everybody who was born in the 90s, anybody with Gen X, let's call it Gen X, this is what they like because it makes them look like really tough. It wasn't easy, though. Because your parents did not send you for special lessons and give you extramural activities or any of that stuff. They just taught you everything or you learned it yourself. And here is how 90s kids learned how to swim.
Okay.
Okay, you'll like this.
It's time to teach you to learn how to swim. Now, don't be a wussy. Okay, now swim. One arm over the other. No. Oh, crap. Okay, Christopher, go save your brother. Dave, it's time to teach you.
My favorite thing about that clip is the other kid, Christopher, who's sitting there and he's like, and then his dad goes, oh crap. So he points to the little life saving thing.
He's like, oh, go save your brother.
Throws him in. It's just great.
So but that's what they do with little babies as well. I've seen when they teach them how to swim, you basically just throw them in the water.
Most animals will know instinctively what to do. I mean, supposedly, we all come from the water. You know, you could argue that we've got some evolutionary predisposition to knowing what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your head up, especially the ones that don't breathe underwater anymore. We know that we have to breathe. the air rather than try and suck the water into our lungs. It's kind of an autonomic reaction, but who knows? I just think these days you're going to get like precious parents helicoptering over their kids. Like, just don't panic. Don't worry. Like in those days, just throw the kid in.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Right, exactly. So Simpiwe has a very, very big concern this morning, and it is the weekend. And, you know, people in this country drink.
Yeah.
We know this is a major problem, or is it? I mean, maybe that's just what people in South Africa do for fun. Maybe that's how we let some pressure loose. This is how we survive a very tough environment, an economy that's difficult for us. Simpiwe's concerned, though. She says we need to stop drinking. Now, I've never heard such a such an emphatic demand from you that we need to stop drinking. What brought this on, Simpiwe? You want
to
share?
This is my official PSA to the people of South Africa. Oh, yeah. I know we suffer from a spirit of excellence where we want to be number one at everything, from sports to crime to corruption. We just want to be the best of the best of the best, including drinking, right? So it's no secret that we all love our bev. But I recently came across the stat where, you know, the cognac Hennessy?
Yes.
Has basically said that we are like number three in like the,
the world?
In the world, globally, right? And then I did some research. Like China has a, I thought about this. China has a population of like 1.4 billion. The US has like a population of like over 300 something million. Uh-huh. SA with a measly, lousy 59 million. And we're number three. We're number three. Anna, guys, this cannot be our legacy. Please, can we just stop drinking? Can we just calm down? Like, can we fix the country? Because clearly we're doing the most when it comes to Bajals. And I'm just saying, we can't be competing with the big guys like that. Like, top three.
So it's embarrassing. That's your
I think it is. Considering we have like such high unemployment, but we have money for Hennessy. Make that make sense. I'm sorry. No. So this is my PSA. Let's stop drinking, guys. Just put down the bottle. Put it down, please.
All right. Well, let's go to the comments. I haven't really paid attention this morning. Let's see. It's Gareth's fault with Puza Thursday, says MCZ. Okay, maybe I'll take some blame for that. I resuscitated Puza Thursday yesterday because of the cricket. And you'll see I'm being patriotic as hell this morning. I'm also testing. Because this is green and there's going to be a lot of, you know, it's our color.
Mm-hmm.
It's our national color. So I thought, well, if I can't wear this on the set, what, we're going to have to change the set. I mean, we've got a sports show, which was live yesterday. So I needed to, someone needed to be brave enough to wear some green. So I decided I'd wear this, this top. And if it didn't show up, then what I would have done is said to you that these guys old school making an invisible top and they would have sold like hotcakes. Can you imagine?
You must just imagine the top.
No. It's fantastic. Do they count the guys who pour out the Hennessy in their watches? On their watches. Do they do that? Is that like a thing that that people like?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if people still do it.
It's like the Scotland.
It's vibes. But in the club when they've bought the bottle for like 11,000 and then they're just pouring it everywhere. Because it's also your watch. It's to show off that your watch is like super expensive and that it's water resistant or alcohol resistant. Sure. Blah, 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 blah. Wow. Let's just stop with that nonsense as well. Like,
yeah, that doesn't sound like a good use of, I mean, if we're going to have puza, then drink it for heaven's sake.
You know what I mean?
Really?
Thank you.
Okay, so a couple of people here. Simpiwe and Ben should produce a porn featuring Marvin with a porn star so Marvin can prove everyone wrong, says Mapelo. Hey,
no.
Listen, we've got this amazing studio. Why do you have to immediately think we're going to use it for porn? What's wrong with you? You're not happy with the quality entertainment you're getting at the moment, Mapelo? I mean, really. That photo is what you woke up when you wake up to the girl you took home from the club last night. Is that dog?
Oh, yeah.
The world's ugliest dog.
Yeah, shame. She was an 8 and now she's a 4.
Yeah. Terrible. Ugliest dog looks like my next door neighbor, says Vyasan and Bitcoin Butt this morning in the comments. Jeez, people are merciless, you know?
Sure.
I wonder, this reminds me of those, you know, they're those wives who their husbands haven't even seen them without makeup on. They wake up before their husbands wake up and they're going to get their makeup done and they've got their hair and they're sitting in bed like, all perfectly. And the husband's like, hey, honey, they've never seen them without makeup on.
Yeah, shout out to those women that can never be me.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes, because they have to wake up like 2 hours before.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have to make sure that they sleep in a certain position so that, you know, they don't ruin the makeup look as they go to bed so that when they wake up, they can refresh. It's a whole chadunta that I shall not do it.
Maybe Ben can help us out with this. Ricky says that on the weekend of the 16th of August, South Africa is going to take over Perth. Apparently, they've got Drikus that morning, and then they've got Springboks versus the Wallabies.
Yeah.
On the 17th, they've got Joe Black, Rika Snell, Bobby van Jaarsveld. Jesus, sounds like Pretoria.
Yeah, Perthfontein's finest hour will be middle of August.
That sounds very exciting. Hey, how was the how did the rest of the T20 match last night go?
Fuck, I don't know, Gareth. I'm in absolute agony. It was like the Hunger Games getting here today.
Why?
What happened?
What's happened to you?
I just had like...
Are you falling apart?
I am. Like, my body's like the San Andreas Fault. No matter what happens, at some geographical stage, I'll just be like... I had a spasm this morning so bad.
Oh my God.
So I like an old man crawled into a hot bath. Like, I use the lift now. This building's only two floors. And like touching the button hurt me.
Ben,
this is so depressing. Okay? I have like the biggest golf game on Sunday and I can barely walk. I am
Ben, this is terrible.
I am dying inside. I am absolutely dying inside.
Sorry.
No, it's nothing to be like, this is just
so you, I mean, you were up this morning at like 4 a.m. Debate Trump Biden. You were watching the cricket last night and
I couldn't sleep. I mean,
you look like a question mark. You're actually, he's buckled over like this.
If I had the strength to stand up right now, I should show you, like, I look like a quantum that's been in seven crashes that have never been declared.
I've seen those. Where they've got the black rubbish bags they've got it with tape. Shame.
Such a good week. No, you know what? And the only reason obviously I want to come to the show, right? Because calling into the show is stupid. It's just you're not there. But I've got to go to the dentist today anyway, so I've got to leave the apartment. And I'm just trying to.
There's a lot going on.
Is there anything you can do when you're like this? Can you? Is there someone who can like fix it? Click you?
Well, ultimately, you've got to wait to your, because everything goes into a spasm on the bottom left side here. It's like basically the pain of the world just goes left of my spine and I got to wait until that chills out a bit. And generally a bit of a massage and good hydration, I should be fine.
God.
It's just so damn depressing. You know, here I was thinking I'm over this stuff. I'm better than this now.
Conga Chris says you put the Ben in bent.
It's yeah. So, I mean, look, obviously I'm going to put a brave face on, do the show with you, but like, I'm actually dying. My actual spirit's dying inside because I was so looking forward to this weekend.
I've got this
golf game on Sunday is so important. Like, my best friend and I, we play bettable matches against people and have done for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there are only six people on this entire earth that still walk around with a win over us. And we're taking two of them down on Sunday, but I can't walk.
You just better get sorted. Get lots of meds like Joe Biden had last night at the debate.
Because like, he lives in Cape Town. He's now here in Joburg.
No, you can't cancel.
Oh, my word. No,
you've got to make it happen.
You know what? This is the comeback story. This is it.
Well, Ben, there are lots of suggestions here from people.
Great.
Magnesium.
Yeah.
Keep drinking like you were during your show yesterday with Sunday.
I had one brandy and Coke yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe you needed to have two.
Okay, maybe another one after the show.
I had some clippies after the show. There's some of it still here. And
no,
there.
It's got nothing to do with that. I mean,
I see it here.
I went to Loftus on Saturday.
Don't you guys clean up after you?
I had brand new Coke on Saturday at Loftus.
Oh, can I tell you what these guys wanted to do?
Yes.
Gareth, they wanted to pour Coke in a decanter.
No, we did. We did. And it worked.
I'm just saying, y'all.
So people, classy, that
the
show.
On the bounce show is classy. We can't just have a 2-liter.
I mean, you know, you're really classy. Let me tell you, you are so classy. If you actually put your mixes in a decanter, I mean, I'll tell you what, they don't even do that at Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, with a cork lid.
Wait, look, yeah.
No, it's a real thing.
Oh my word.
Like, I agree. Someone probably should have cleaned it up.
These guys.
Okay.
Just leave. There's
a fancy decanter of Coca-Cola.
So people are horrified that it would go flat within 3 minutes. It's like, we're only pouring one drink. It's going to be okay.
This is smart. I mean, really, I'm very impressed. Who knew this? This show is class, man.
It is.
If you haven't watched On the Bounce, you haven't subscribed to that show, you need to get in there and immediately. There's no excuse. We crossed 50,000 on The Real Network this week, so
yeah.
We want to get that show up to there as well. So go along, sign up, and follow them on social media too, because there are all kinds of chances for you to participate, to win, to get all the latest sports info. There's going to be plenty more content on there too. So get in. I mean, before Ben dies.
Please.
Guys, I mean, look, I'm giving my best here. As you can see, I'm falling to pieces again.
Jesus.
I thought
you were over this.
Me too.
You know, the funny thing is, and Simpiwe, you can laugh, but you're not old yet. Simpiwe is way, way younger than Ben and I, and her time, your time will come.
Don't say that.
I hope you defy that.
No.
I hope you defy this time thing.
I shall stay a spring chicken for a very long time.
I really was. I try to be grateful about things that are obvious, because I was at the gym yesterday after a really long day of work. I just had the most awesome day yesterday. I shot everything right out of the park. I was on fire. You know when you have one of those days, and it was dark already, and I thought it's cold, but I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to go and do some exercise. So I got in the car and went off to gym, and then while I was there, I had this realization. I was like, you know what? I'm not in pain at the moment, which is what you were like 24 hours ago, right?
25 guys.
12 hours ago.
12 minutes ago, I was basically on the floor. You have no idea what I...
No, but what I mean is you were fine.
This whole week actually not been so great.
And then
so
this
great,
happens, but... and it becomes the only thing you can think about.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite demoralizing when you can't really like put your shoes on without grimacing like a...
Do you make noises?
It's impossible. I try to keep him in. But
I'm trying not to laugh at you.
Because as you get older, like anybody, when you get a certain age, you cannot not make a noise when you sit down or get up. Like, you hang around old people, they'll always go.
When they sit or when they stand or when they move.
And
yeah.
I will fight that to my dying day because I don't want it. But this morning, and then Daniela's asleep. So I'm trying not to make a noise because she's asleep. She has a normal life. And there I am. I'm literally on the floor. Like Hopkins is rubbing next to me because he wants dry food, which I forgot to buy yesterday. So, I mean, the problems are deep here.
Your problems are just, they're adding up. This is what we call an avalanche.
But hey, yeah, good show yesterday. Go on to YouTube. You can watch the whole show. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Janine, who's on our staff here at The Real Network, she says, I am a Generation Xer. And growing up, my mama used to say, if we were coughing or crying because we broke a bone, she would say, please die quietly.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was trying to.
All right. I want us to get straight into the sport. We don't know how long we've got Ben for.
Yes. Before he passes out.
Yeah. I mean, this is like when they went into the Joe Biden debate yesterday. Like, I don't know how long he's going to be here for. Well, so
I'm not
going to
lie about my handicap like Joe Biden.
Oh, I thought you'd bring that up. That's pretty funny.
Can you imagine Joe Biden playing golf?
No.
We're not doing that to that.
You know,
old man.
When you finish one hole, you got to go to the next one. The so can't even walk a straight. Like,
we have no game. You know, listen, again. It's so easy to beat up on this guy, but I have to say, when I saw Jill, his wife, walking him off the stage at the end of it, and he there are three little steps, little shallow steps. It's not hard. And he's like, he's this old. They should not be doing this to him. It is horrible. It's cruel.
It is. You've in particular been saying this for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take any joy in seeing this old man being mocked and ridiculed for just being an old man. It's very, very sad. Anyway, let's get straight into the sport because what is Trump's handicap? Do you know?
I think he's like 2.5. He's a legit good golfer.
That's
pretty
good.
Yeah. Well, I'm a 5. So he's twice as good as me. No, that's not how it works, but I mean, he's good.
Wow.
He's good.
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think Joe should have brought up golf at all. Did Joe bring it up or did Donald?
I don't know.
That's very, very bad. Okay, so let's get into some sport beyond the scoreboard with Ben Karpinski. It's all powered by Superbets. And don't forget that you can also pay very careful attention to what Ben is going to tell you in the next little while. And who knows, you can make some serious money. A lot of people have.
Mm-hmm.
We get the comments on a Monday saying, ka-ching. Those are the ones who tell us.
Yeah.
There's some who don't tell us, but I'm pretty sure the ones who won are boasting because they're very happy with the result. You put down a little bit, win a lot. The odds are sometimes really in your favor.
Yeah, as they are, Gareth. And also so much sport right now. It is just the best because the Euro champs are on and that's just games after games after games. Yesterday was a rest day. Today's a rest day, but we're back with the round of 16. So the round of 16, as you work out, are the 16 best teams, basically.
Oh.
Yeah.
So no one's ever explained that to me.
Okay? I know. That's what I'm here for. So the best 16 teams are left, really. And so tomorrow we'll get Switzerland versus Italy at 6, Germany versus Denmark at 9. Mm-hmm. Sunday we've got England versus Slovakia at 6, Spain versus Georgia at 9. And then we go into Monday, Tuesday as well. So we won't get into those fixtures now. But ultimately, it was a bloody good group stage of the Euros, except for England's group, because they scored 7 goals between all 4 teams. Mm. 7 goals in all your groups.
Jeez.
So bad. And then, wow. Unfortunately, so then Ukraine's group, everyone finished on 4 points. Everyone had a win, a loss, and a draw.
Sounds like what's actually going on in Ukraine.
So it's stalemates all over the place.
Yeah.
And so what normally happens is when I say that the best 16 teams go through, you get the top 2 from each pool, mm-hmm. and then you get like the lucky losers who were the best 3rd place team.
Yeah.
Ukraine had the same points as the guys that went through, but because they finished 4th on goal difference, they don't go through. Like, they've had a tough time of things, huh? Just can't catch a break, these Ukrainians. No,
it's very sad. Shame. They really are having a rough, rough yeah. couple of years.
But, you know, so the big thing is, like, who is the outright favorite to go through from here? You know, Germany started great, but then they were held to a 1-1 draw against Switzerland. So I wouldn't say, like, they are... Sorry, that was a bit of a tremor.
A tremor?
I wouldn't say...
Someone get the nursing home on standby.
I wouldn't say Germany are the outright. So
like, he just made a shame, Ben. We take no pleasure in your pain. Well, Sampira does.
No, I do.
And sure, Spain, they look great, these youngsters. I mean, what are can Spain is 16 years old. 16, he's playing in the Euros right now against grown-ass men. Sure. So again, like, I don't think they're going to go all the way. Portugal, they were looking great, and then they lost to Georgia 2-0. Like, proper team, Georgia.
I heard you saying that Ronaldo isn't even their best player.
Well, he's a bit over the hill now. I mean, he's, what, yeah, late 30s, 38, 39?
I mean, who is?
They've got guys with names like, I don't know, Prego Stans. There's certain levels here.
DeSantos.
DeSantos, Costa... You know, guys that you Ribeiro, might have bought fruit and veg from.
Ribeiro.
De Gouveia. I mean, yes, they're all in there. And they're good. They got a good squad. They really do. They got young, happy, good players. And Ronaldo's
there. I just want to apologize to the whole Portuguese community for what Ben is, for Ben's gross character assassination and stereotyping of all Portuguese people.
And Pepe. Pepe is 41 years old. He's also there. Yeah. Yeah, so I wouldn't say they are. And then you look at France, like, Mbappe got a broken nose. Then he put this like Ninja Turtle thing on his face, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then they also looked a bit listless at times. Belgium, we know, are serial underperformers. Mm. And they were lucky to get through. So we go into this round of 16. And where I'm going with this is that maybe a team like Austria is even looking like the best team because they were looking so good in the group stages. So the Euros are so great. Like, when you watch the World Cup, it's almost kind of predictable because you get good teams and you get less good teams. In the Euros, everyone's having a crack. I mean, the fact that Georgia's got through, Georgia's never played a proper professional tournament before.
I very much doubt, and I value you and Simpiwe as smart people, but I don't think you could point to Georgia on a map.
I'm going to say they're next to Albania.
You would be right.
Yeah.
That is correct. Very good.
That's where I would have gone for.
Okay, very good. All right, points to Ben this morning.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a really exciting thing to go into here. England started the tournament as the odds-on favorites, but we said right from the beginning, not a chance. So, but they're still in the mix. I mean, they've been terrible, but that's the thing. So there's a great weekend for this, right? Let's get into the cricket, though, because it's even greater weekend for that, because the Proteas finally have a final. Before the women get really uppity about this. Yes, this is the first time the men's team has got into a final. The women actually paved the way because they got into a T20 World Cup final before them in Cape Town. Ultimately, they lost.
Give credit where it's due.
Credit where it's due. But, I mean, this is a really, really big moment for this Proteas team. They've won 8 out of 8. The captain is a proper captain, and he looks very determined. So they're playing against India, who, of course, as we know, they own cricket. And the cricketing gods are no doubt also Indian. So everything goes towards their way. Mm. But I just feel like we deserve this.
It's fantastic.
On weight of deserving of character. That's not a phrase. But I mean, on the back of that, we should win on Saturday. So that's tomorrow, 4:30. Now, unfortunately... Good. It's rainy season in the Caribbean right now, so we're going to have rain that's going to mess up this game like it messed up yesterday's game. But hopefully, with some strong winds, all that rain will be thrown away, and we can get enough cricket for the SA team to become T20 world champions.
Amazing.
It just sounds right. Yeah, it feels right.
Yeah.
Obviously, in order for that to happen, we need to contend with India's spinners. So historically, we've always sort of just come a cropper with spinners tying us down and basically just ruining any run chase that we have. So if we bat first, bat bloody well, hopefully negate the spinners, and then our bowling attack will bring us home. That would be my prediction. That was my hope. That's my dream.
All right.
Right, so Wimbledon.
He just made that.
He's like, okay, he's like,
I can only imagine what's going on in Ben's spine at the moment.
So much. It's Wimbledon. It'll start next week. Okay, okay. So we got Djokovic also not looking so good on the physical level.
Yes, yeah, also, he's might a bit not, like you right now.
So he's been given the second seeding, which is what he deserves because, you know, he's just such an incredible champion. I know he lost last year to Carlos Alcaraz, but he's still there, thereabouts because of experience. It's like when Tiger plays at the Masters. Tiger is terrible physically, but he knows the Masters golf course so well. He's always there. And you play in Wimbledon, they play less tennis on grass. He's just there. Horses for courses kind of guy. Jannik Sinner is top seed and Iga Świątek will be the top seed in the women's side of things. So that'll kick off on Monday. We got UFC 303 this weekend. That was the card that was meant to have McGregor versus Chandler. Instead, we've got Jiří Prochazka. He's coming in to try and beat Alex Pereira in the light heavyweight title. It's going to be a great fight. I think it'll be a much better fight than the first fight. Both of these guys, of course, late notice to come into this to save this card. Brian Ortega, he is facing Diego Lopez. Now, Diego Lopez, I'm backing here. He's a pretty violent Brazilian man. Nice. And Brian Ortega also, like, all he's known is fighting, but he's like 33 now. He's starting to look a bit slower. And then you can fight against guys like this. So I'm going to go with Lopez. Anthony Smith, he's very old. He's fighting Roman Dolidze. He's from Georgia, which is next to Albania.
So an old man and an Albanian, well, a Georgian.
So the thing about the UFC is that ultimately you get these guys who just always want to keep fighting. But they,
well, we saw two old men fighting in the presidential debate. So
it's clearly there's a market for it. So Anthony Smith, he's a light heavyweight guy, but he's been around for a long, long time. And this Dolidze guy, yeah, I'm going to go with the Georgian here. Even though he's going up a weight category, he's normally a middleweight, but he's coming
well,
late.
Well, I mean, Georgia is one of those really hard countries to live in. You know, people, you have to fell your own wood for the fire. You have to kill antelope with your bare hands.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know?
Otherwise, the antelope will just laugh at you.
The cattle even, they don't just go down.
Brutal winters.
Yes. No,
all of those things.
Tough. It's very, very tough. Break rocks with your hands.
Very strong looking woman.
Yes. Yeah.
There is no softness to Georgian life. No.
It's very tough.
And then the other fight that's worth kind
Soviet radioactive poisoning in the wells.
Yeah, and the DNA. It's
horrific.
The other fight to really look out for there is Ian, I take my wife's name, Machado Gary versus Michael Page.
Oh.
Now, Michael Diamond Page, he's come in here kind of like Michael Chandler a few years back when he was taken. The guy was great. He was great before he got the UFC. So rather than fighting up and comers, he goes straight towards the top. So Page got in there. He fought Kevin Holland, beat him. Very uncharacteristic of like any other guy coming through. The so-called have a smile on his face. He'll laugh at you. He throws all kinds of moves like, you know, when you're just starting to learn a game on PlayStation, mm-hmm. This is how this guy fights. It's just lots of things going on here. And then Ian Gary.
Look at the moves, like left, right, up, down.
He does them all. And all at the same
fatality.
Time.
Fatality.
Yeah. And all at the same time.
Oh, fight.
And then
Ian wins.
Ian Gary, who was kind of like touted as the next McGregor, he's an incredibly talented fighter.
Right.
But I mean, he's just been so ripped off by his wife wearing the pants.
Shame. That sounds. He took her name?
Yeah, odd.
Hmm.
Well, she's. So she wrote a book. We spoke about this a while ago. She wrote a book like How to Become a Wag. And I kind of basically manipulate young sports people to buy you things and stuff. She wrote a book about that and it's like still married her.
Listen, I really think, you know, if your husband is a famous athlete, there's this woman whose husband's an NFL player. And she went on some talk show in America last week and basically told everyone how she made him jealous by dating his friend for a while before they got married. And you know the story?
No, I'm just shocked.
And I mean, she just humiliated the guy by publicly telling the story of how like she'd manipulated him basically. girls, I don't think this is a surprise to any of you, but you need to be told again, guys really don't like it when you manipulate them. But they like it even less when you manipulate them and then you tell everybody that you manipulated them. We don't like that. So,
and spoiler alert, guys go up, move on to better.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just very disloyal.
Yeah.
I mean, basically. So this sounds like a similar kind of situation.
Well, I mean, it's not cast aspersions on this guy. I mean, he's a good fighter. I think he'll be all right for this weekend. So that is pretty much your sporting weekend. But I've got a little multiplier here that I want to share with you because as much as I've told you that the Euros have been quite unpredictable because it's just so damn competitive. Mm-hmm. I think when you get to the round of 16, you get quite big moments, right? So if you're a plucky upstart team, it might be just too far for you. So if you go through all of the fixtures, so when you go into Superbets right now, there's a tab that says Euro 2024. So mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about trying to find it. It's very much there.
I mean, it's all pretty easy. I mean, I know because I've been on the site a lot and I've placed a couple of bets. You can find what you're looking for.
Exactly. So if you just go on results, and I'm not doing any sort of fancy markets here, just on results, I reckon back Italy to beat Switzerland, Germany to beat Denmark, England to beat Slovakia, Spain to beat Georgia, France to beat Belgium, Portugal, Slovenia, Portugal in that one. And then I would go as an outside bet, back Romania to draw with Netherlands because Netherlands, don't know what's happened to them. Too many, I don't know, hallucinogenics.
Yeah, that's the coffee shop.
Coffee shop, whatever it is. They don't have a lot of depth nowadays. And then back Austria to beat Turkey. If you line those all up into a multiplier, you're going to get odds of 130, which means that your 100 rand will get you into 13,000 rand.
That's wow. That's fantastic.
Obviously, 10 rand to 100. I mean, look, it's a decent bet. I really do think that with the Euros happening right now and so much sport on the go,
I promise you, I'm going to do exactly what you just said.
100 rand, right?
Just 100 rand down. Oh, you could get a return of 1-3. That's a bit of a win. So I did forget about the F1. Not intentionally. It's just that I don't know whether I'm coming or going this morning, but Austrian Grand Prix this weekend.
Yes, you mentioned Austria. Austria's done well on the sport this morning.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of positive outlook from you.
They've looked brilliant. And this Austrian Grand Prix. So Max Verstappen, obviously favorite.
Yeah.
It's very much known he doesn't have the fastest car right now. He really doesn't.
Yeah.
Mercedes looking good. Lewis had his first podium this year, which was a big thing because everyone thought that's it. It's just not going to happen anymore. And Lando Norris and the McLaren team, they're looking really strong. So it's a good one. The weather's going to be good. Starts with a sprint race. It's a great weekend for Formula One fans. It really is.
Very, very. This is probably the biggest weekend in Austria for a long time.
It will be.
You don't hear much about them.
No, not really.
Not since Fritzl. Or Hitler.
And he didn't really have big weekends. He was always in on the weekend.
Yes, that's true. Well, he did have a whole football team of kids, but we don't need to go and dig up old horrible things.
Well, I'm glad you went with that joke rather than saying he was scoring own goals.
Oh.
Because that's kind of what he was doing.
The man has jokes even though his back is broken. All right, so Ben, I don't know if you... if you're aware of this, if you watch the show, listen to the show, you maybe pay a huge amount of attention, a huge attention to sport in general. But Wayne Rooney is like, he's been around for so long that I've actually forgotten his stories. And he has the most, there was a thread on Twitter this week about Wayne Rooney. It just reminded me of what a fascinating human being he actually is.
He really is. And right? he's only 38.
I know. And
Wayne Rooney is only 38?
Yeah. You would think he was like 50, but if you look at Wayne Rooney, playing when I was a kid.
If you look at Wayne Rooney, he looks like he's been out to sea for 20 years.
Yeah, he looks like a pirate. He looks like look at him.
And look, he's only 38.
Look at that man, he's 38.
It looks like he's literally just been at various ports.
But he looks groomed in that picture.
Like having fist fights for mackerel after like going to brothels. That's what he looks like. He's a real specimen, but he's an incredible story because at the age of 16, he was playing professional football, basically.
Well, like this kid in the Spanish team you were talking
about. Exactly. But, you know, Rooney was like, everyone needed a hero because, as we know, England are mostly shy to it when it comes to any kind of sports. Yes. When you get like an absolute child prodigy that comes through, everyone's like, wow, this is so damn exciting. This guy's going to be amazing. So The Upshot does a whole bunch of threads, and they do really good podcasts too. So I'm going to give them credit because they basically detail the story of Wayne Rooney, who at 16 got into the Everton team, scored an absolute ripper versus Arsenal. Everyone's like, wow, this guy's great. And then when asked, we'll get to Colleen in a second.
But yes, she's a whole story on her own.
But when asked about his... when he asked about his teammates, you know, because the guy's 16, you think he's going to be in awe of his teammates.
Yeah.
He referred to them, and I quote, "These are crap."
These are crap.
Yeah, he just called them crap. He thought professional footballers would be better. So he just called them crap. That's what he said. And then obviously he now had money. So, I mean, a guy like that.
That age, you're bound to make terrible financial decisions.
Well, not so much the financial decisions. His way of like celebrating was to go to a 45-pound brothel. Now, you know your brothel's classy when you pay at the door and then you're good.
There was a strip club in PE like that once. It was called the Golden Curtain. No, I'm not kidding. The entrance there was R6.
Ah, R6.
Yeah. People in PE.
You guys are going to leave with something.
No, I'm not lying. The Golden Curtain, you'd pay R6 to get in.
Wow.
I went there when
Tom
we were filming.
Tom and Becky's government
we
was a hell of a thing.
Listen, we filmed an episode of Idols down there once, and I was with the crew, and I was like, you know what, guys, at R6, it's on me. I felt like you have no.
And you took out your bag of coins.
Let's go, yeah. Put a bag like it was the Middle Ages. I'm like, take whatever you need. I'm feeling generous tonight. R6. Can you imagine the quality in there?
No, I would rather not. Although it's probably better than what Wayne spent £45 on, because he chose, I mean, I don't know what the lineup was there, but he chose a rubber-suited granny that went by the name of Old Slapper. And that was his go-to. Now, it wasn't going to be a like discreet first outing here.
Old Slapper.
Old Slapper, spelled A-U-L-D. Old Slapper.
Now, my God.
When Wayne was there, you can understand that football fans probably frequent the 45-pound brothel. Man. So people were asking for signatures. As he left,
hey,
they
Wayne,
were chanting his
before
name.
You go, oh, when, no. Before you go in the room with Old Slapper, you mind signing my football?
Yeah. That's so great. He tried to keep it low key, but straight away. So he's now child prodigies into slappers, old slappers,
yeah, that's
grannies.
Amazing.
He then basically is the star player for England at 18.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely, he really is great on this national stage. He signs for Man United. He goes back to the brothels constantly.
All the time.
And he's now, now married to a girl who's obviously a career wag called Colleen.
Yeah.
And Colleen's dipped in spray tan and with like minimal morals. So this is the guy that she chooses. He then starts doing things like spiking his co-players' drinks and
Why?
Training camps with Viagra.
Oh, that's just because it's funny.
Because he thinks it's funny. So now he starts spiking drinks with Viagra. This is the kind of guy.
Hello, Colleen.
Hello, Wayne. How's training camp going?
Oh, sorry. I'm bored today, so I put Viagra in the other boys' drinks. Yeah. All walking around with hard-ons, can't kick the ball. Very embarrassing.
So that was his thing. And then he knocked Colleen up, obviously, because you know, they want kids because then they get guarantees like future. And then while he was doing that, he had a threesome with these two prostitutes called Juicy Jen and Helen.
Juicy?
I mean, I do think Helen sounds very dark by comparison.
Helen goes on to win Big Brother and tell the world that Wayne was average.
Yeah, I was right.
Performance review from Helen. He was average. 2011, he discovers social media and starts going on late night weird tirades that range from like picking a fight with Piers Morgan to mourning the life of Whitney Houston.
Oh my God.
This guy is all over the place.
I mean, he's really just a terrific story and a cautionary tale to anyone who thinks that being a celebrity is easy.
Yeah, he then gets into a fist fight with an old teammate after a few drinks in his own kitchen with boxing gloves on, gets knocked out, passed out on the floor. His next game, he scores a goal because obviously it went online. He scores a goal and then mimics getting punched and passes out.
Oh my God, he's got a sense of humor. You've got to give it to him, right?
In 2017, he got 100 hours of community service because he was caught drunk behind the wheel of a VW Beetle. The reason he was in there is because he was with some other woman who basically told the story that they shared a cuddle and a kiss before he ogled her breasts. Because this is how it works in England, right?
I love Wayne Rooney. He is a typical. He's so English.
They all sell these stories, these tabloids that are around every single corner. The woman then goes on to sell said VW for 3 times more than it's worth.
Amazing. Imagine the person who bought that. They're like, I own the car that Wayne Rooney made that move on the girl in.
So now he's kind of done with his playing. He's like past his prime here. So he reckons a move to America is going to be the thing he needs, right? Mm-hmm. He gets arrested because he's so hammered on the plane. And the police officers claim that he was speaking broken English. He was so drunk. He was probably speaking normally. I just didn't understand it. So he moves to, so he goes to America. It doesn't quite happen. So he comes back to, he gets a manager job because now he wants to be a manager. So he starts with Derby County. Uh-huh. And within a few weeks, he has a threesome with these two slappers from Snapchat. You obviously upload all of what happens. Eventually, it's 5 a.m. He's passed out like an old man in a budget hotel. And they start posting about this. So
Really?
The story then comes out because he's with this team that he's now sleeping at the training ground because he's really dedicated to making the team better. Meanwhile, Colleen's kicked him out, obviously.
Oh, that's
he's
funny.
Sleeping at the ground. Can you imagine you get there and you're a young, impressionable player and there's your manager, Man United legend Wayne Rooney, passed out sleeping in the change rooms. So then he reckons, okay, I need to go back to America and I need to go coach a team. So he gets a job at DC United. And the way he breaks the ice is with all the players is he goes, right, guys, my name is Wayne Rooney. I've got a tiny cock.
That's how he starts.
So Americans don't understand British humor, okay? Your manager starts off by saying, I've got a tiny cock. DC United proceed to finish last on the log that year. He then comes back and Birmingham somehow give him a job. He takes Birmingham from 6th to 18th position.
This guy's horrible.
And then after that, Plymouth Argyle have now given him a job. So he's now the manager of Plymouth Argyle. After a small stint at the Euros now, BBC get him as a correspondent. So he goes over there for a few games, but he doesn't get any England games. He's like, well, sod this. I'm going back because he only really knows about England.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
they put him on a panel talking about Ukraine versus like Estonia or whatever.
He's like, you got nothing to add.
But he's just sitting there looking like Wayne Rooney, disheveled and old and fat. But what a beauty. He's only 38 years old.
Well,
he
has lived. I think that's terrific. It's so good to be reminded that there are great people who are still alive among us. We don't have to wait until they're dead to relive their finest moments. Good for Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
So what a life.
So that's a whole bunch of sports. So yes, I would suggest take my multiplier on Superbets. Have a bit of fun with that because there is so much. And of course, there's the Grand Prix and lots like Wimbledon next week. And we've got golf coming up with the Open Championship too. So,
it's magic. Time. Okay, I do love it. I think you're probably going to have to go and seek a chiropractor
or something.
Physio.
I'm not moving for the next 25 minutes at least. I got here.
All right. Well, then you're in luck.
The effort that it took to get me here. Okay.
Also, you can't move.
Can't move. Just give me.
All right. Ben is still here for a little while. Also, for those people who've been following the show for a long time. Producer Ryan will be joining us from Ireland. We're going to find out what he's been up to.
You can't call him Producer Ryan anymore. He's Immigrant Ryan.
Immigrant Ryan.
Immigrant Ryan.
Okay, so we'll talk to him.
What's he producing?
I don't know what he's producing now, but we'll find out. And I think he's working for Uber, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Not a driver. He's not an Uber driver.
I can't even deliver like a one-liner.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. Ben, look at him.
He's like,
oh my God. Plus, I've got some exclusive footage of prisoner Charlene, who's been spotted in Monaco.
Ooh.
You never see her. So you're going to check in on former South African and now princess prisoner Charlene in Monaco. We have shitting stories, which I know is always a firm favorite on a Friday.
I'm amazed Wayne Rooney doesn't have a famous shitting story, actually.
Well, you won't believe who does. It's coming up in the next hour. Don't go anywhere.